This week on Songs from a Cellar, my buddy Craig Wiseman is in the house. Our special guest. It's going to be awesome. And go! Welcome to Songs from the Cellar. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. You've been waiting for this moment. I have, for sure, for a long time. Craig Wiseman's here in the cellar. Good to see ya.
What's up, dude? We are in the cellar.
I know we are in the cellar. You've been here many times.
I haven't been here in a while. This house, I love this house, though, because we've written many, many, many songs here. Yeah,
we sure have. Thanks for coming, man. Thanks for working it in. I know it's, we've been trying to work this out, but, man, finally it's happened.
Man, happy to be here.
I love you, man. It's so good to see you. Just to say we go way, way back. So it's a different decade. It's been a long time. But man,
I knew when Phil was just a songwriter, and he wrote, what was that, your Alan Jackson hit? And your, what was that, what? You don't even know. You had Alan Jackson and Jody Messina.
Right.
He was just a songwriter, so we were just writing the songs. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I'm thinking about doing an artist thing. I was like, oh, you don't want to do that? Stay here and write with me. Come on, dude.
I know. What was I thinking?
And then we ended up writing Just Another Day in Paradise. And then we were both out in California writing with somebody. We were driving around. Remember that? And you played me your album cut of Just Another Day in Paradise. We were driving around L.A.
That's right. We had a lot of fun. I mean, it was worth the days. I mean, we were just... And back then, things have changed a lot in those days. Of course, Craig is in the Hall of Fame. Of course, one of the biggest writers ever in Nashville. And it's just like we kind of came to town about the same time, but we lived in the same neighborhood. Remember, on Massman?
We were down...
Anderson Road and all that. So.
Down in Priest Lake, yeah. We were down some little corner, little southeast corner of Nashville. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
It's changed, man, so much. But, I mean, I'm so proud of you, of everything you've done. So much more. I mean, we could get into that forever, but you know what?
I know this. So, Phil, he was playing at a bar. I went to go see him in his bar one night. I'd sit in and play drums.
That's right.
And he was like,
great
yeah.
drummer.
And he said, man, yeah, the last night, because I was driving home and just on my street heading to my apartment or condo or house, whatever it was, he goes, I saw somebody breaking in and stealing a car. So I started chasing them and called the cops. He goes, call the cops, go, hey, I'm behind this car right now and everything. And they're like, well, stop chasing. He was like, what are you talking about? I got him. Can we just pull this car over?
I forgot about that.
That was our neighborhood. That was where we were at, dude. That was us.
I remember hearing Live Like You Were Dying, and I just went, wow, Craig Wiseman, man. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's what I wrote with our dear buddy.
With Tim.
Tim Nichols. And there wasn't that much of a story about it. It really was. It was about, we had a friend of ours who had just had a baby and stuff and all that stuff, and he had gotten a misdiagnosis. Like, he went to him for a physical to get his insurance, and they were like, hey, man, something's up, some x-ray thing. And, of course, he just freaked out. And we all did, too. He had a young, young bride, young baby. And it turned out that went away. So we just started talking about just all that stuff. Like, wow, what if all of a sudden, like, hey, guess what? And we were like going, man, what would I don't know what I would do. I feel like I would put tinfoil over my windows and just kind of, but the whole idea of responding to that in some kind of way of, man, time to get busy. I remember this Garrison Keillor story I heard about this lady who'd gone to the hospital, and she'd gotten some, doctor said she might have cancer, and she walked out of there, went to a bar, and the person goes, I remember the year I got cancer, best year of my life. Because I always wanted to go to Montana and ride horses. So I went to Montana and rode horses. And we just started thinking about like that thing of, well, instead of freaking out, what if you took that as like, time to get busy, to get busy with your life. And we were just sitting there talking, and I grabbed my guitar, and I was like, man, there's a title. It's like, dying to live, like Live Like You Were Dying. And Tim goes, yeah, that. Yeah. As soon as he stopped me on that idea, I started singing the chorus, and I could hear that weird chord. I go, I knew that was there, and we just started. And he had to go. He was doing something with his sons that day. He had to leave early. And we ended up getting, in the next day or two, we got, I remember at midnight, I went in my living room. We wrote the second verse, me laying in the pitch black of my living room on the phone with him. I was just going, and we wrote the second verse there, and I demoed it. Friday, mixed it Monday, played it for Tim Tuesday, and I heard, always heard it. He heard it while he was getting dressed for the CMAs on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And there we go. So,
just, and it was number one on Thursday.
Yeah.
For 12 weeks or
18. Yeah, it was a.
Let's do it, dude. I love it, man.
This man, you got
what
it.
A great one.
Said I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me. And a moment came to stop me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options, talking about sweet time. I still want to sink in. This might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? He said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu, and I loved deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I'd been denied. Said someday I hope you get the chance to live like you would die. He said I was finally the husband, but most of the time I wasn't, and I became a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden, good fishing wasn't such an imposition. And I went three times out of the year and lost my dad. Finally read the good book and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. Yeah, man, man. I went sky. Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu, and I loved deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. He said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. Like tomorrow is a gift, and you've got eternity to think about what you do there. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? Do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu. Man, I loved deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And I said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you would die.
You know what's funny? You know, we were just talking just a minute ago about like co-writing, like you and I've been co-writing for years. But I mean, some of the folks that you've I mean, I was thinking about Nickelback, and what'd you say, you're writing with Nelly this week? Or I mean, it's like, what do you think about all the, it's like country, you know, hip-hop, jam, rock, everybody's just, it's kind of a cool thing, don't you think?
Yeah, so it is. It's all kind of, yeah, it's all just trying to make good music, and whatever it happens to be, whether it's Nickelback or,
yeah,
you know, or you know, whatever, man. You know, it doesn't matter. It's, yeah. You know, and it's fun. It's challenging. And I do love the world now. You know, all the streaming stuff now, they're trying to even actually get away from genres. They just want to call it moods. They put a song out, and people just go, oh, that makes me feel like a party. Or that makes me feel like exercising and relaxing. So they don't even want the genre
stoned.
Thing.
There's the stone.
Instead of trying to educate people on genres, they just want to go, I just want party music. Well, cool.
Right.
So fine. So here's this, and here's a Keith Urban song, and here's a you know, it's just like, yeah, exactly. Just yeah. I just want a party song. I want an up tempo. I want a fun song. I want a bad song. So it's like we're finally kind of getting there right. Where there's not some label and some. You know, something that somebody else figured out and called and classified in the Old Town Road, the thing with Lil Nas, that
right.
Whole thing of, well, it's not country, they wouldn't play it. It was the biggest song of the year.
Right.
That kind of shows still some people, like, it's not country, we're not going to play it. Like, yeah, that's a great song. I wouldn't play that. I mean, why would you want to play a great song?
Yeah.
Holy right. Crap. You know, you're like, what's that? It might get out of hand. You start just playing, you start playing great songs people want to hear. Uh-oh. No, they weren't in trouble.
They were in trouble, buddy.
Yeah. So, you know, so.
Well, it's interesting just to see just the transition between all this stuff and all the.
But, you know, but when we were writing, though, we were always a little bit, because Phil and I both, we came from bars.
Right.
And the thing is, I was a great equalizer. So we both kind of came
exactly.
From bars. And Nashville at the time, especially, you go to songwriter nights, and there'd be brilliant songwriters, but they'd do four ballads in a row and then do that again and do that again. And Phil and I both like going, if that was our band, we would starve to death.
That's right, exactly.
Like, you do like one ballad a night.
Yeah, that's all we do in our show. I think, one or two ballads maybe during a whole 2-hour show.
That's what I liked about Phil. I could see his band and stuff. And it was all, I came from bars, too. And it was like, so everything we were writing was at least kind of up and a little bit kind of fun and stuff. And that, right. that's how we found each other.
American Child, you know, we were talking about, you know, 7 pounds, 3 ounces. We were sitting right here upstairs at this house writing the song.
Yes, yeah.
And you know, talking about how, you know, and the world was different. And we were talking about stuff going on in the crazy world at that time. And you know, but it was in that little lead picture. And I mean, it's funny how everything we got into that song. And it was just, you know, I mean, thank God. You know, I wrote it with you. It's like Craig's always got a way of just breaking things down to this picture, you know, and that's what it was all about. I'll tell you what, man.
Man, American Child, though. American Child was, that was a special, cool. I remember we did 3/4 time song, too.
Yeah.
Nobody was doing that.
Right.
We were. Yeah, we totally just were like, nah, let's
do it. Yeah. That's what we always did. It's like, let's make a song up, and it was great.
Yeah.
I love it.
Do something good.
Should we do it?
What rule are we going to break today?
I don't know. Let's break them all. Let's do this one, man.
Jeff?
Uh-huh. Well, I was thin, I was thin. And I was playing first base with a second-hand glove and dirt on my face in nowhere, Virginia. Who'd ever figure that kid in the yard would go very far? 'Cause 419 Lakewood had no silver spoons, just an old beat-up upright that played out of tune. Now I'm singing and living the life that I love, and when I count my blessings, thank God I was an American child, an American child. 'Cause dreams can grow while born inside an American child. Isn't that right, Craig?
That's right. Craig. Let me hear about that girl.
7 pounds, 3 ounces, she's got my nose. She's into my heart as deep as it goes. with a promise that's more than just someone's last name. She's anyone's equal. Late August came an American child. An American child. His dreams can grow wild. Born inside an American child. Well, my grandfather would have been 80 today, but in 45 he fell down beside an American child. An American child. An American child. 'Cause dreams can grow wild. With my brother Craig Wiseman and J Dog, we are we can't, you know, we can't leave without doing Bobby with an Eye. It's
not,
one of my
every song was a hit.
It's I know, I but know. It's one of my favorite songs we ever wrote.
It's one of my favorite songs. Period.
Period. I know, and we do this song at our show and our concerts, and it's a huge hit.
Well, the whole thing was we had talked about, because we all knew how Southern Town is, and so, you know, whatever the media and big people, they think Southern Towns are all these things. We all knew, like, man, they just roll with whatever's going on. And then I saw this documentary about people who cross-dressed and everything. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, what if just a small town just had a guy that just started cross-dressing?
But it's one thing. It's like the song we wrote. This song. It's like, listen, man. It's like it's everybody be inclusive. It doesn't matter. We're all different. And what makes us different makes us great, right? And I think that's what the song was all about.
So we live and let live. That's how it is. Nobody gives a second thought these days.
I know, and I love it. I love it. And people love this song. I mean, they love it. I mean, we should do this song, okay? No, you're singing this. This is really great.
You got it, dude.
All right, I'm going to sing what you meant.
3, 4, 1, 2. Since I can't remember when we all went together to school.
Yes, we did.
Linebacker, a quarterback, sacker, yeah, Bobby is as big as a mule. So imagine our shock by 10 o'clock down at the whistle stop one weekend. The whole place stopped. You could have heard a pin drop the minute he walked in, and it was Bobby with an eye. Morning, he'll be driving that tow truck, but he ain't taking no lip. He's been known to punch a few teeth out if you talk about some beauty tips. So we live and let live. That's how it is. Nobody gives a second thought these days. And when somebody hollers, hey, there's a chick in the men's room, we just smile and say, now that's just Bobby with an eye. He isn't just one of the guys. And it's been
ba 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 ba
ba ba ba ba ba.
Greg, I love you, man. So happy to be here, my brother, man. I love you.
Dude,
thanks for hanging out with us in the cellar today. Songs from the Cellar.